CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. It's a pleasure to speak to Selena Zito, my guide for the Keystone State. We are both natives of Keystone State, but Selena's done reporting all these years about the changes going on in the Keystone State. Sometimes it has been reliably blue. Sometimes it has gone red within the delegations and then gone blue for the presidency. That describes what happened in 2020. But right now, there is a part of Pennsylvania, this is the northeast corner nearest New York, that is associated with Luzerne County, Monroe County, and Lackawanna County. This is Scranton, Pennsylvania, the home of the President of the United States. A boy from Scranton is the presentation. There, a state senator surprisingly resigned, left the state legislature, the Pennsylvania State Senate, after the defeats or the disappointments last November. Joe Biden wins the presidency. He wins Pennsylvania. And yet, the Democrats and the state senators disappointed. The man who had a leadership position, I believe his name was Blake, resigned suddenly, and there's a special election. And in that special election, again, we find a theme for the Democratic Party and maybe for the whole state. Selena, you presented this as a contest between a Republican and a Democrat, but it turned out to be a revelation about the Democrats especially. What did we learn from this vote?
Well, what we learned from Blake's retirement, he was a very well-liked moderate Democrat who was in leadership up until November of last year. His seat was not up for re-election for two more years. But he lost his leadership position right after the November of 2020 elections in reaction to Democratic leadership thinking that because the party didn't make gains in the state house and because the party didn't make gains in the state senate and because the party lost two statewide elected row offices, he was moderates were the problem. And so despite his years of experience at the state capitol, he was ousted from leadership for a female, a freshman, very, very progressive freshman. Within a few weeks, he resigned and just said he, wanted to work from home, work in his home area. And he took a job with a local Democrat congressman, which is quite odd. But anyways, the larger point is that there is less and less room for moderates to ascend within their own party in state chambers like Pennsylvania, because their party thinks the answer to not winning majorities is to go further left. The special election was held last evening. The seat is completely within Lackawanna, where Scranton is located. It also has parts of Luzerne and Monroe. The Democrat won. But I think there's a couple things that are interesting about that race. And most importantly, that he didn't win with the resounding numbers that Democrats traditionally win in that district. He didn't win 70% of the vote. It was a hard fought race, and all the numbers aren't in yet, so I can't completely drill down to the specific numbers, but I can say that the most conservative county is out. This area has been trending very similarly to the trends that Western Pennsylvania have made, in that it has become more conservative, and the voters are out of touch with progressive Democrats, or progressive Democrats are out of touch with voters. Depends on how you look at it. So it is an area that I will continue to keep my eye on as we look to these Senate races in 2022.
You tell me that the president turned up surprisingly in this state Senate race. How so?
He did. I don't remember a sitting president ever weighing in a state Senate race. But nonetheless, this past weekend, Biden made a push for this race, and I'm sure it helped Marty Flynn get over the finish line. And you remember, this is in Scranton, and in case anybody didn't know, Joe Biden is from Scranton.
And northeastern Pennsylvania, isn't that the Marcellus Shale? Aren't we talking about energy zones here?
That's part of the sort of energy pocket in the state, which runs diagonally, runs across the state and then straight down into western Pennsylvania.
And the energy vote was not enough for the state to remain Republican. It was always close. It was close in 16. It was close in 20. Has the energy vote indicated in some fashion, whether it's pleased or displeased so far with the Biden administration? Mr. Biden weighing in on a state Senate race. We have about a minute.
I don't think anyone in within the energy industry with 2 cents in their head voted for Biden just because that means they would be voting against their jobs and the prosperity of their community. I think that will remain to be true. In particular, as you look at the recent news about President Biden being involved with the pipeline.
Right.
Or in Germany, I think it is, or Ukraine. I can't quite remember. But, you know, there's a lot of hard feelings with energy workers towards the sitting president.
Selina Zito, selinazito.com for her columns at the Washington Examiner. She writes the middle of somewhere. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.